What was your parent reaction when you first asked for your first video game? Mine was Olodo video game call. Better get inside and go and read your book. What's yours?
I'm not even going to lie. I said every time I'm on air, there's no lie. So full disclosure, I never asked. I didn't ask because not because I didn't want, but because I knew if I asked, I'd probably get a worse answer than you. So I just come out gently, spent all my time in game houses.
So what's yours?
Well, my first reaction was, if you do well in school, you get the video game.
Scam.
And that keeps happening over and over and over and over. And over and over again.
Nancy man is putting all the work in class.
I swear, man.
We're gonna get the first game.
Before that, my name is Banshee of Lagos, and this is FanStorm, where all your opinion counts. As a fan, we all love to be heard. And when that happens, we get excited and we crush. This is more than just a show. It's a community. So what are you waiting for? Head over to jammy.fm right now and let's get talking.
Shout out to every Nigerian parent, African parent, actually. Welcome to another exciting episode of Fans Talk, where we get to talk about everything that's you are passionate about. My name is Banji of Lagos, and on this episode we are going to be discussing gamers nerds. So yeah, I have two wonderful people here who do not want to accept the fact that they're nerds, but before we get to them, before we get to them, let me just tell you what it is we're going to be opening up. We're going to be reviewing what game consoles from, you know, the past to what we have now. And what is it like when you were, what was your gaming experience? How has it been? Do you still consider yourself a nerd? When was the first time you touched a girl? Okay, yeah, so yeah. And plus, we're going to be telling you how you can make money from gaming, you know, so it's that wonderful. So you want to stick right here because it's going to be happening. So let's introduce this great gentleman who don't want to accept the fact that they're nerds. So let me start with Sunky. I already say his name.
I'm a gamer, not a nerd. This is a very big difference.
Okay.
I'm a gamer, not a nerd.
No, a nerd.
There we go.
Great. All right, what about you?
My name is Tommy.
Okay.
I am not a nerd.
Oh, okay. Well, in case you don't know or you're not seeing this, gaming is actually, Tommy is wearing a glasses that actually just, you know, gives a perfect definition of who a nerd is.
Hollywood
has caused trouble.
Somebody
cannot just wear glasses now. Play games.
I'm not understanding.
But really, that's like the definition of what a nerd looks like.
Based on Hollywood.
And based on what they make us to believe. You know how it is in Nigeria now? We just have like a particular, particular look for everything. You know how in movies, if you're a ghost, you must wear white and rub white powder. That's exactly how it is.
Ghosts now are going to get makeovers. Massive makeovers. Somebody dies looking really wretched. They come back from the dead
actually really happened, guys. It's going to be a wonderful time right here. So we are fans of game and we just want to share our view about what is it like being I wouldn't call us a freak, but I'm so sure that someone is going to be relating. If you're listening to this, you just want to stick around. Let's go on this short break, and when we come back, we are going to be delving right into the conversation. Don't you go nowhere. All right, welcome back, guys. So I'm going to ask you, what's the most, or let's play a game. I mean, since you guys are very conversant with games, so I'm going to be telling you some few game quotes and you're going to be telling me what game it is. Are you ready? Are you ready? I feel this is going to be fun. All right, so this is pretty much easy.
You don't have to rack your brain to find out where it's coming from.
Okay, so the first is Get Over Here.
Oh, come on. Mortal Kombat now, Scorpio. Get Over Here.
Okay, so let's do this. So the next is, what is better, be born good or to overcome evil nature through great effort.
I know I said get over here is easy, but I didn't say you should go next level. Try to confuse me.
Should I say it again?
Say it again.
What is better, to be born or to overcome evil through great nature?
I don't know.
Skip. I'm not going to say it.
It's not God of War.
All right, so the next one is, the right man in the wrong place can make all difference in the world.
That sounds like something Joker would say. Something like the Joker would say to Batman, just mocking. I feel like something Joker would say to Batman, just mocking.
G-Man Half-Life.
What?
G-Man Half-Life.
Half-Life?
Yeah.
Half-Life. I played that thing for like 2 seconds and I stopped.
Why?
I don't know. I guess Half-Life is okay.
It was just there. All right. So let's talk about your first gaming experience. What was it like?
Okay, my first gaming experience was soccer. I remember getting to the game house. The guy told me that just be pressing hook.
That was mean.
I literally was pressing O throughout the game.
That was mean.
Like the OG that you are.
That was mean. I can never ever forget that experience.
Oh, wow.
Great. Sinky, what's yours?
See, my very first gaming experience. I don't even know. Does it count? I used to play with them. You know this water games when we're small, where there was water in this thing, and you had to press. There were just two buttons on it. You had to put the rings on it. And if that counts, then yes, I've been gaming since I was like 2 or 3. But if not, if we're talking just consoles, man, it's more like. Except I don't like soccer. I'm not really a soccer fan like that. But then I think it was Street Fighter. Yes. Game Center.
Street Fighter. Yeah,
Game Center. Game Center.
So we're getting there. So, but let's hear you from someone who's sharing the view. This is somebody saying what the first experience is. All right, so let's hear this.
I was lost. I didn't even know what I was there. I was just pressing, just press. But along the line, I got to like video games. In a way, I became obsessed with video games.
So you have a supporter.
Classic first time viewer. All you have to do is just keep pressing.
Just keep pressing until you get it.
Anything goes.
Until you get it. So what's the weirdest thing that you did to play a game? What's the weirdest thing? All for the love of game.
See, let me just come out and say this.
Okay.
I got in trouble. You
kind of look like someone who have a lot of trouble, but this is like the top on the list, right?
This is the beginning of trouble.
Daytime trouble.
And nighttime trouble. So the story is this. I was at the game center.
Okay.
I was there since like 6 p.m.
Okay.
I did not leave there. I kept on playing. People would come in, they would play. I'd sit down and watch them. Obviously, the guy that ran the place, I knew him. So if there was nobody around, he'd let me play and all that. Long story short, I stayed there till like 11:30.
PM.
Whoa. I was playing with
African time
aunts. Actual time. I was playing with my great aunt then. The woman came there herself. Apparently, one of my neighbors ratted me out. I don't know, big man, but like that. I like the guy, Shah, but he messed up. He now told her, who are the game with one man? So she came. She was at the door. The thing is, it was structured like the guy lives in the place too, so it was like he just carved out one room. So before you get to the where the games are, you have to go to like a short corridor. So that short corridor leads straight to the door outside. I heard my name. I just knew who he was. I paused my game. It was so funny. I was playing Street Fighter SF. I paused my game, put the pad down, and I stopped on the wall. I did not go out. She was there for like 5 minutes, telling me to come out. I did not go out. I did not say a word. The guy was looking at me like, won't you go out? I just signaled him like, guy, shut up. Don't say a word. Let's just say, the woman left. I finished my game. I now go home. And now she locked the
Kukuma
door.
Kimi.
She locked the door. If I perish, I perish. That was me before I went home. On the way home, I'll have to keep for one. That was a perish. It's necessary. I now go home. Kukuku. Yes, I'm here. I thought that was that one of my neighbors who told me if I slap, I've gone through everybody on this street.
You were nowhere to be found.
At this point, I knew I just knew it was done. I was through. She just told me, hey, well, what's the problem?
How do you want to die?
How do you like your death? Medium rare?
In my mind, I was like, okay, maybe she'll just, come out, smack me around a bit, and we'll sleep. This was midnight, though. So it was not like everybody could hear me and her going back and forth. It was something else. And true to her word, my mother came back and she told her. When my mother came back, I was asleep. My mother woke me up. No. She beat me. I remember that day because the first thing I heard when I woke up was, Beleo, computer.
We're trying to process what it is to compute.
And you think like, she should tell your mother.
You are in trouble.
I just calm down like.
Okay, mommy,
welcome.
Okay, yeah, right, I'll just kill
her. Tell me welcome, we'll just stand up. Give me your hand. Well, we know how that story ended. Don't tell them what happened. Don't leave it to their imagination. That was in the gnarliest thing that happened to me for gaming sake, but man, that stuck in my head. That's never going anywhere.
Just before you say yours, let's listen to someone from the street of like is telling us what the experience, what the weirdest thing they did to play a game. So, back to you, Tommy. Did you skip classes as well?
At any point in time, unless you have a console in your house, if you have a console in your house as a gamer, you must have skipped school at one point, skip lesson. Okay, maybe not. They not deliberately steal somebody's money or something, but see that skipping.
There must be a skip somewhere.
Mine was like different things in one.
Okay. Like it was in 3G or 4D.
Like this was it.
next level.
It was next level shit.
It's fine. Continue.
So I was meant to go to school that day.
Mm-hmm.
My dad drove me to school, dropped me off to school. First period, I was in class. Second period, I left school with some of my friends. We went to play game. We were playing game. We missed the whole school day. Because we had this lesson that we go for after school. We start this lesson. We missed the lesson too. One of my neighbors came to the game center, saw me there. I don't know how he knew, but he found out that I was there since morning.
Just pause. Let me play this soundtrack.
What? But why is it that we always have that one person that asks? No. That's the perfect one for this time is. That is perfect.
So while you're saying your voice, let's just have this play in the background.
He saw me in the game center. He didn't say anything. When I go home, he now called me outside. If I don't want him to tell my mom, I'll have to be paying you.
Extortion.
Bribery.
I was basically paying the guy. Like, I was paying him regularly.
You have to pay him.
All in all, Sha. My mom later found out.
That's the one. Oh, that was perfect.
That's perfect timing.
My mom found out. When she found out, luckily, due to the extortion, if I remember the extortion situation, so due to the extortion, she went easy on me.
Oh, okay.
Because she felt like,
okay, you were scared. You had remorse. You were trying to.
Basically, I was a victim. So she went. She did trash me.
I know. We never avoid that.
My trashing was next level trashing because my mom trashed me. I went to school, I was trashed in school.
Oh boy.
I went to lesson, I was trashed in lesson. Goodness.
So you're just a trash.
So it was like
It was just a whole day of trash. That day was a day of trashing.
Like,
for you.
That was like the darkest day of my primary school life. Because I was just collecting, I wasn't going again. That I'm going to school to go and learn. I'm going to school to go and chop game.
You're just going there to just go and chop game.
That was all I was doing that day. Punishment. Like, literally from the start of school day
to the end.
Till the end, I was serving punishment.
Wow.
And I was collecting
kids. Wow.
And I went to lesson.
And the same thing continued.
Chop another one.
So Kai. Like that day, my entire body was just eating me. Like I felt like I had gone to the gym.
I think you do for game. No pain, no game, right?
No pain, no game.
So. Interesting. But it's so funny that the 100 billion worth industry has come a long way. I mean, it's been there since 1952. And it started when Professor Douglas, A.S. Douglas, created the tic-tac-toe X and O. And till now, you know, there's been a lot of thing happening. You know, we now have it in 3D. We now have the whole, the Google...
Esports,
everything coming around, and everyone is just doing things. But you know, remember, did you ever play Space War? Because it was
Space War.
Was it one of those arcade like?
It was games. Yeah. Did you?
I'm pretty sure I have. There's so many games I've played that I've forgotten I've played.
No, same thing here. I think I did play Space War.
But it would interest you that Nigerian at the moment in the whole of Africa, we are like the highest making. I mean, we are like the video gaming. We are top notch in the video gaming industry. I mean, we're making nothing more than 119,664,000. Like that's how. Cool, that's how great we are. I mean, they respect us and they dove our heart for it. But enough of with all of this thing. Now, let's get back to gaming console, which was, I don't know, we know that, of course, we know the PS and all these things are still, but throwing your mind back, you know, to when we used to be in the game hours and all, what would you say like was your best console?
I'd go with the PS1.
PS1, yeah.
PS1.
Exactly my first console. It was the first console I ever played.
And the first console I ever played. Oh, wait, it was the PS1.
What was the first console? What was the PS1
I first played at my friend's Sega. Place?
Remember we have Nintendo.
I'm so sorry.
It wasn't the PS1.
Did you?
Famicom. Yeah.
Famicom, SNES.
The song for the soccer in that console is still in my head till tomorrow. Hey, actually, that's coming at halftime. Yeah, 2D planning soccer field. Oh my goodness, there was fun.
No, remember, go. No, then it happened to go.
Duck Hunt.
Great.
Colasimo.
Interesting, funny. And then, you know, then which would you say was like give you that memory, give you that level to trick? Was there anyone that you bypassed? You know, were able to get. At what point were you able to use a trick on each of these consoles? Which do you trick the most?
Wait. Before I go and cast myself now, when you say trick, do you mean like the games?
The games
you play on there.
Yeah.
The very first Crash Bandicoot. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it was Triangle Triangle O. No, I think it was Triangle Triangle OOX, Up Up Down. Oh my God.
Yeah.
All I know is, I knew I wasn't good at learning tricks, but mm-hmm. I had a friend, a classmate then. Mm-hmm. This boy was a walking, talking trick. any game you want that you want the hacks for or anything,
just go to him. Just go to him.
I got a friend like that too. He had a book. Literally had a book.
He wrote everything out.
Like, everything is written in the book. Like,
did I have some of these guys' book? I was asking, like, dude, do you do anything with your time other than game? And the really funny thing was, he was at the top of the class.
Wow.
He knew all these gaming things and he was at the top of the class.
You know, the funny thing about games is that what most Nigerian parents
don't understand.
Based on, they believe that gaming is
just for fun and a waste of time.
It's a waste of time. It makes you dull.
They forget that gaming actually improves
IQ,
hand-eye coordination. Like, okay, it's actually very good for your thinking. Like, you tend to think faster.
That was true when we were younger.
Mm.
The problem I have with the gaming industry now is that most of the games are, let me use the word, basic. For instance, it's just point and shoot.
Mm.
Just point and shoot, just hack and slash. Now, when we used to play then, let me see. I had this friend one time. It was kind of like an unspoken agreement.
Huh.
If he starts a game without me, at a point, there are certain points that he has to call me to come back to his place to help him. One, when he has to mash buttons. I'm very good at mashing buttons.
Huh.
Then, if it's an adventure game, there are some parts that he cannot pass.
Yeah,
he just needs me. I have to be there. Then we think about it. And then start thinking of different. But now, most games now is just
random.
Can shoot.
Most
game developers now are focused on the money. So in doing that, they don't actually put out things that let you think. Campaign mode for Call of Duty now is messed up. You can finish Call of Duty's campaign mode in 4 hours if you're dedicated. Before Call of Duty, you don't sleep and come back.
Very true.
That's just the way it is.
Very true.
But now it's more online gaming. Everybody wants to
make money.
The worst are the mobile gaming companies. Bloody hell. These people, every single thing is paywalled. Almost everything is paywalled. Now, if you're playing as a free-to-play player, an FTP player, your gaming experience is going to be limited. And one day, you just vex and throw your phone inside water. But it's more like that. When we were growing up and playing all these games and getting in trouble for all these games, we knew what we were doing because, I mean, For me to learn how to beat Garuda in Street Fighter, I had to reconfigure the controls. I had to learn, I had to think of it, I had to time it when he would jump in the air, and I have to catch him when he's coming down. But now you have to just mash, pay money, push.
And then your
character is strong. You're the best at this thing. You're beating some random 2-year-old, someone that can't even hold the controller very well. So now it's this thing. But he's right, though. Gaming still helps. At the worst of it, hand-eye coordination, it helps. It stimulates your mind. Especially for kids, it helps them with their imagination. It helps them, but like you said, so Nigerian parents, they just look at you, game, no lumo. That's what you know. they see you playing the game, and the person they tell you is, if you spend half the time you spend on game
on your books, book, you'll be better.
You'll be first in your class. And in my head, I'm like, I'm sorry, okay. Wait, what? So the person that is first now, you just wait that somebody. I'm not saying I can't aim to be first in class, but come on. This guy doesn't even play games. All he does is
book.
And we can see how miserable he is when we're talking about games in class. We see him how he looks at us longingly, like, I wish I could do what these guys are doing. But he doesn't. Fine, it works for him. He doesn't. Gaming is right now, I think it's gotten to a point where it's more than a culture. Now it's life.
Yeah.
It's a way of life.
Yeah.
I was joking with my friends one day. I said, when I have my kids, if my kids don't play games.
What kind of drink, though? What kind of drink?
Be very careful. If my kids don't play games, I'm going to have to ask their mother, is this my child? Because I just feel like I feel like it is needed. It should be a part of your thing. Honestly, I feel like if a father comes home and instead of just being daddy, and then let me see your book. Yeah, let me see your book. Mm. Yeah, go and sit down somewhere. Mm-hmm. I want to watch channels. I'm not saying you should not watch channels or watch your channels, but every once in a while, sit with your kids
and play a game.
See what they do. Mm-hmm. Like, I knew a man once. One day, I was just laughing that day. It was really funny. He was like, okay, you know what, Seth? All these games that you people have been playing, that I've been season, I've been giving it back to you. Let me to play it today. Mm. It was like those boys were looking for a way to get back at him for seizing their console. They beat. I was asking them, about the man shaking in, I didn't even answer him. They were just scoring. It was soccer. They were just scoring. I was looking at them like, why are you guys like this? He's giving me fighting chance. But then, unfortunately for him, I didn't like the fact that he was seizing their console over and over, so I didn't say anything to the other team. I was not just like, you will learn. That's just the way it is. But now, I just want a lot of African parents, let's go with Nigerian parents first, to see how much money is in the gaming industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Push your kids, even if you don't want them to play game, at least push them to learn
how to make
these games. Yeah. Man, there's money in game. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool. Because this is the what about the last point he made about pushing your kids into this industry. There was a time where, as a child, like, if my parents should see me playing football, they would be like,
go and read your book. Mm-hmm.
But now,
every parent wants their kids to play football.
Parents now want their children to play football because
even give them popular names.
I've seen someone like David Robinho.
And then you're wondering, Robbie Wanchuku, how come?
initially, when I saw the kid, I thought it was his nickname. till I saw it's a typical, because was a training that
I was part of.
So
okay.
His name was Akira.
I saw this certificate.
Wow.
Robinho. I was like, what?
Wow. How did he get here?
Robinho, okay, no one.
It's good.
So, like football, the way football is now, gaming is getting to that point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not yet there, mm-hmm. like worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
But it is getting there.
Mm-hmm.
The money in games, because I've met some esports athletes.
Mm-hmm.
I've had the opportunity of
talking to them
one-on-one, and when they talk about
how much
they make,
it is in the industry.
Yes, someone making 500k.
Just like that.
Like,
just for doing what I do in my house.
No, exactly. Just for doing what
you just need to do is wake up and just grab your keypads and like money, and then the next minute a lot is in your account.
500k for first prize, 200 second prize, 100. Wow. You get like so it shows that there's money in the industry,
mm-hmm.
because for investors to be
tapping into it,
so much money into it, means they can see
a potential
for it. So
great. Now, knowing that, before you even get to, because we're still going to come to how expensive and how lucrative it is to be a gamer, you know, let's talk about your first console. The first console that your parent ever gifted you. Did you ever have that point? Did you get a gift?
My parents never gifted me a console.
Give us your father's phone number so that we can call him.
My parents never gifted me a console.
But I had one.
Okay, so how did you get?
I went to my godfather's house. His kids no longer stayed with him anymore. And I saw the PS3 just lying there. It was just sitting there. I mean, nobody was touching it. It was gathering dust. Literally gathering dust. And I just carried the whole thing, cleaned it off. And I went to get me to him. So I'm taking this into my household. The man was looking at me like, because he was one of those people that used to do the whole read. You have to be serious. So I expected him to tell me no. And then I'll sit him down and we'll talk like grown men.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I can do for gaming. I will do that. But I just got to him and I was like, sir, I want to take this into my house. And I was like, oh, okay.
Take it.
Have you seen? And I was shocked. For the first time I was standing, I was like, is he playing with me? Can I actually take it? And then I turned and he didn't tell me to come back. I packed this thing back and it was. And that was how I got my first console. That was my first console.
Moya, look away.
Moya, look away. Sharply.
Because looking back again, that's when you remember. It was just a console. There was no controller, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mind. I went to buy a wired controller. Given it wasn't a PS controller that I bought, but it was still a controller, and my controls were messed up.
Mm.
But hey, I worked with it.
And it was yours, and it's yours.
It
so. End of story.
Yeah.
All right, so let's hear someone sharing with us what the first console had.
So can you remember what game it was?
It was a best year. Soccer.
Pro Evolution Soccer, PES. All right, so what was the first gaming device you ever had?
Like I said, Game Boy, Nintendo Game Boy.
All right, so Nintendo versus Sega, which do you like?
Okay, so did you have, because I remember back then I had Game Boy. I also had Game Boy. And then if you have Game Boy, you were like big boy.
Yeah, big boy, yes.
You know, back in like the early 20s, you know, and you just, there's this thing that just happened. When you have, there's some things you just have to have, like a Walkman, a Game Boy, for you to be like that top. So that when you come back, just like, this boy said, but well, we were kind of Paco-ish, but you know, we were still trying to. So it was really what was in vogue at that time. Yeah. So did you ever had like a gaming device?
I didn't. But I had a friend that did.
So you're just borrowing.
So
you're just
basically like I did.
Your friend's things are my thing.
Exactly. We're close like that. So
now that you speak about it, I actually had a Game Boy. Yeah, I did. And I had the PSP for a while too. I had the PSP for a while. My Game Boy lasted for a long time. Oh no, my Game Boy. I remember, I think to do the Game Boy thing, you had to hold, was it down and then A would change the color of your startup screen. Yeah, no, it changed the whole screen itself to, oh wow, so many tricks that we did then with my Game Boy. But then, while I was feeling for myself, then the Game Boy Advance came out and somebody had the Game Boy Advance.
Then the ladder dropped, like you dropped down the ladder. Like.
I fell down, I fell all the way down. I mean, Nintendo was so wicked, they released the Game Boy, then there was the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
Game Boy Advance XP. XP. And at that point, I just stayed in me, like, okay, I'm not going to kill myself right now, man. It just be fine.
Interesting. All right, so Nintendo and Sega, which was best for you?
I think they both had their times.
Okay.
But I think Sega was first, then Nintendo came over and
Sega. Which was best for you? Which is best?
I played Nintendo more than Sega.
Nintendo what? Sega what?
Like Sega games in general. Like, I think I played more of Nintendo than I did
to Sega.
Yeah. So I'd say in that battle, I'm more of a Nintendo person.
I think I'd go with Sega.
Okay, why?
Because I never owned the N64. I only played it in one game house that was near my lesson that time. And I think was it GoldenEye? I don't know. I don't know if it was a James Bond game I played on N64 then. And it blew my mind, like, what? We had access to the Sega Mega Drive.
That was the savior.
that console saved so many lives.
Yeah. So it was
the
savior.
Yeah, so I think I'll go with Sega because I was more... opened. I was more exposed to Sega than Nintendo. I didn't get to. I mean, I didn't even play N64 until years after it was released. So that's how bad it was. Like years. I mean years. I was in secondary school when I played the N64 that time. And at the game center, there was the N64 was at the end of the distance, and of course there was the PS1, there was the PS2. I think it was 1 and 2. It was the PS1 and 2 then.
So do any of you ever had a guy that you can bet on, that this guy, if you take him there, especially when there's like a tournament and you know that this is my guy?
I have one.
Can
I mention his name?
Please do.
His name is Owusu Somto.
Say the name.
Owusu Somto.
Plenty.
Any day, anytime, like,
call him. He's a friend to call.
He's a friend to call. Like, my money is always on that guy.
And I know somebody that will call me if they tell him, oh yeah, you have to finish God of War in like 24 hours. He will call me. I don't know. He will always call me. But then for soccer, let me see. Ha! Man, you know, everybody plays soccer now, but then there are some people that I know if I put them in a room, if anybody beats them, that person must be, I don't know, maybe...
Extra.
Extra is a nice word. That
person must be godly.
That person must be godly on that game. Man, and the funny thing is, they're not even grown-ups.
Mm-hmm.
They're kids.
Yeah.
Mm.
Wow.
Kids. My former landlord, his kid, if I put that boy in a room, I can go away and come back and know that he will
beat everybody.
He will beat everybody around, over and over and over and over again. But then, of course, I know that if I put him with somebody else, I don't know who will win. Mm. So, yeah, I have enough of them like that. If they call me now that Guy Alpha, we need somebody that you will put down that will come up. I'll just tell them, tell me which one. What year was the game played? What game is it?
And then
I can decide. So what
you going to say? Not filter.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, this is what I want.
Is it FIFA 20? FIFA 20, you can know who to call. FIFA 14, I know who to call. Man, speaking of FIFA 14, FIFA 15, somebody shit me one time. I keep telling you this story because I'm not even ashamed to say it. He should be ashamed for beating me.
For beating you so badly.
For beating me. It's not even the scoreline. It was how he did it. He said, pick your team. Obviously, I picked Real Madrid. I was feeling myself. You will hear it today. Ronaldo. He said, pick your team for me. I took my two Tintin fingers.
I picked
Santos for him. Then, Neymar was singing Santos. I scored the first goal in my mind. I was like, you will hear it today. You will hear it today. He did not say anything. 1-1, I was like, no worry, enough, fluke. The game ended 7-1. The remaining six goals were scored by Neymar. He made it so that anytime he got the ball from the midfield, he would push it out for Neymar to score. I had the game, I looked at this guy and I was like, you know you're very wicked. This is not how life should be.
And this is that the defending in 14, I actually didn't like it. I didn't like it, like, from 14 downwards, I was a FIFA hater. I didn't like FIFA because I didn't like the defending, because the defending was very is that control.
Mm-hmm.
You had to control,
every
defender.
Mm.
So all those up through passes, just your defender standing and looking. You're like, nigga, move.
Interesting.
I like that they solved that in 15,
mm-hmm.
16, and till 20. So that was my only problem with FIFA.
Mm.
So before 15, I was pissed. I was
great. Now I know Suki said his part. I mean, so what do you think at the moment now? What do you miss about gaming that wasn't there, or that used to be there way back then? You know, there was always something to look forward to at every point where there is a new game. There's always something to, there's something to look for. But now, just like he says, he's just playing. It's just point and kill.
Yeah, okay. He will really know that aspect because he does a lot of adventures. I mean, I'm more into sports.
Okay.
So, from sports, I would say, for example, football, the commentaries.
Hmm.
I feel the commentaries are now very generic.
Okay.
Generic word. Okay.
Martin Tyler and Alan Smith and here in the liberator of the studio.
You can predict
what you're going to say.
And it gets old.
Hmm.
Like, it gets tiring. Like, so, or like before, all those Golissimo. All those go.
Super unbelievable goal.
Like, those things. When you hear them, no matter how much you heard them,
it still makes you feel.
Because I remember when I first got the PS2,
mm-hmm.
I could say everything. John Champion and Jim Beglin.
Mm-hmm.
Everything they were saying that I could basically repeat
what they were saying.
The entire commentary from beginning to
end.
So, like, it got old. Like, I was like, it got to the point that I stopped putting on the volume because I was like, it's even making me sad as if.
But, you know, I think FIFA has kind of solved that. I think, though. Because the first time I saw something like that was, I think it was Christmas time. We're playing. And from nowhere, I heard "Happy Merry Christmas," and I was like,
"How did it happen?
What happened? What did you do? Did you update this game?" They said, "No." And there's a time on the console.
Christmas spirit.
FIFA made it so that New Year's, Christmas, Easter,
any festive period,
and you're playing on that day, and it shows up on your listing. They'll bring it out.
Wow.
I was shocked. I was like, wait, what happened? Did you update this game with that behind me?
Mm.
But they were like, okay. So I guess, I think FIFA is fixing that. I think so. Though, at the end of the day, it always comes down to Martin Tyler and Alan Smith.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So now this is a part where we just get to school people about how much they can make from the gaming industry. You know, I know that you were speaking earlier about
esports.
You wanted to let us in more on that.
Okay. So there are some companies like football clubs,
okay,
yes, that sign gamers.
So
you have gamers like Dr. Seed.
Yeah. I know Dr. Seed. Yeah.
Citizen. So yeah. That's an example. So like on that, I think he has Fortnite players, he has FIFA players, he has something like that. So the competitions are organized around in Lagos that they call gamers, some freelance, some signed gamers. Mm-hmm. So they all come together, they play. The cash prize on it. I think they did one in Unilag recently. So things like that. So that on some like gives gamers like opportunities, because if you look at it, there are different levels of it.
Mm-hmm.
Different levels. So especially you go there, you see that the grand prize will be like 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But it's the same thing with other sports.
Mm-hmm.
Lower leagues.
Yes, lower leagues have lower payouts.
Mm-hmm. payouts. Mm-hmm. So the higher you go, the
better you get.
The more people you beat. So it's the way it works.
Now,
what you're saying is play game better. Play better.
I also know that you can make money from reviewing games, you know, not just reviewing games. I have online friends.
Speaking of reviewing, should I call it reviewing? I have this guy that I follow on YouTube. He's a gamer.
Okay.
What he does is he takes like FIFA career mode and plays it. He plays it on his channel. People come and watch.
Mm. Like a game tutorial.
Yeah, like he plays the entire season. The entire player career.
Wow.
Kind of thing. So people come and watch.
Wow.
I know he was sponsored by a couple of brands. One football was one of them. Also, it's a brand. So that is one. So, because he has almost a million subscribers.
Mm. Wow.
A million subscribers on YouTube.
Wow.
Chestnut Gaming, yeah.
Wow.
Chestnut Gaming. He does Road to Glory. Mm-hmm. He does player career. He does club career. He even does rebuilds.
Wow.
Where he takes a club, then maybe like inject like $1 billion in the club, then try and rebuild the club from scratch.
Mm.
So it does a lot on his channel. So and he has a massive following.
I feel like to really make money, gaming is one of those things where it's all about how much your imagination works. Because there are streaming sites, like you said, there's YouTube, everybody knows YouTube is a video, but then there are gaming streaming sites.
Yeah.
Like Twitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Twitch.
I've seen people on Twitch. You know, on Twitch, when you're playing and people are watching, they can actually donate.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do that, I mean, you can, like he said, this person, he said, he could have just done the whole, just let me play soccer and just upload this.
But
then he took it,
to the next level.
Like the whole rebuild part of it and everything. So, I mean,
yeah,
just use your imagination. If you can think it up, if it can be done with your games.
Mm.
Yeah, and even does a lot of viewer interaction.
Interaction.
Yes.
Where it tells the viewers to
watch,
to vote where the player is going next.
Mm,
For the player career mode, like viewers can vote that, okay, move to Real Madrid, move to Barcelona, based on the offers
he gets.
Or go out on loan, basically. So he does a lot of viewer interaction. So
I also know that you can also sell your gaming credentials on online stores and make money from it as well. You know, if you're someone who's had like plenty of wins, you can sell it online. And I've heard, and I researched a couple of people who's making money from that. Nigerians, actually, and I was marveled. I'm like, wow. So this is how much you can make from just being a gamer, you know. So
I can't be on that one because my KD ratio in Call of Duty is
how much would you rate yourself right now?
My KD ratio is jacked.
KD ratio, how much would you rate yourself? Or how much are you worth?
I'm worth, like, gaming-wise.
Gaming-wise.
I feel like I just need a really good squad.
Okay.
I need a good squad. If I have a good squad for my PUBG, if I have a good squad for my Call of Duty, I'm good, really. I am. Because it's usually, at the end of the day, if your teammates are trash, trust me, you are going
nowhere. True. Because
you're going to meet people like PewDiePie, some other really huge gamers online, and they will
trash you.
They will not even say, if they ever have the chance to ask you a question, the only thing they'll ask you is, why did you come in here when you were already? Why did you come in here when you were not
why
ready?
Why did you come and attend your own burial ceremony? Like,
why did you carry the shovel?
Some of these gaming companies they've decided now. I think it's over the years it's been getting more and more pronounced. Recently, I was on Twitter the other day, and a Twitter user, obviously she has a lot of followers, she games a lot and all that. She got a spot on Call of Duty.
Wow.
She got a spot on Call of Duty.
Wow.
There's also, I mean, it's not just, because most people will tell you, it's just superstars, yeah, isn't, because most people saw Conor McGregor, in Call of Duty, Infinite Warfare.
Okay.
And then people will say that, but, I mean, they are coming down to the grassroots now, and they're really picking people up. I mean, she was really hyped about it. Let's forget the fact for a moment that she actually already had followers. The fact that Call of Duty
recognized her.
It actually put her up on
a big platform.
It was next level for her. So really, it's all about getting better, getting your gaming in. So again, kids, play game well. Play good game. don't just. It's not. Let me not rag on anything big.
Interesting. All right, now we're wrapping this up. I know we started with a game, so I want to continue with that game. So I'm going to give you another quote. You need to tell me what game is it. This is very popular. So let's go. Wanting something does not give you the right to have it.
And that's supposed to be popular, how? Like, I could have said that in my house.
No, this is from...
Why you like this?
This is a popular gaming quote.
It's a popular game. Doesn't make it a popular gaming quote.
Yes, exactly.
You know some people don't actually listen to this. I'm not for me.
I will make you suffer. That's the popular gaming quote.
Yes. I was about to say I was about to use the same line he used. That's from God of War.
Exactly.
You know it's Kratos.
You know it's Kratos.
But this is.
I can even put a fizzy for you. I will make you suffer. None shall defy me. Come on. That is. See, don't play with us.
I said don't play with us.
Whose quote is that?
That's some Assassin's Creed.
Wait,
I should be beaten.
Wait, I don't think it's Assassin's Creed. But I wasn't sure.
Wanting. Who said that?
Izio Auditorium.
Izio.
Well, Ezio has always been gold standard in Assassin's Creed, so I'm never going to argue. I messed up, yes.
Great.
I should know that.
All right, so, I mean, we're wrapping this up. So, I mean, you want to tell us where we can find you across all social media platforms? Thank you guys for making this fun. I mean, I enjoyed every moment, you guys. But only that you didn't tell us when was the first time you got the ball to talk to a girl, left your pad alone and speak to a girl and say, hey, you know what, let's do something. Let's
that
have
was
some.
Years ago. I will tell you that one. That one is easy. Years ago.
And you,
I got turned down, but hey.
You are here and your game pad is still there.
I mean, I can't argue that.
So what about you, Tommy?
Yeah, okay.
Don't give us a bad rep. Don't give us a bad rep. You know these people, they will see us on the road now.
I never really had a problem with girls.
Okay.
Girls and games. I never had a problem.
I know the beauty of it. I'm sorry to cut you short. I know the beauty of it is girls play games. No,
exactly.
True. True. I know.
I've actually met girls. I've actually asked a girl out based on
gaming. OG.
I used to believe it was just girls outside the country that used to play games. Until one day I was playing PUBG and wow.
You said girl.
Said she's Nigerian.
Wow. You're like, okay, wait a minute.
Wait, on your mic. Listen to your voice. She did, and she was actually Nigerian. I'm like, what? So actually, and she was really good. So imagine that kind of thing. Obviously, the relationship will click now.
True, very true.
Good, I'm good.
And then you guys were just born potential gamers that will shake the industry.
The gaming gene
will be double.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. How can we find you across all social media platforms?
I'm Oluwatomi2 on Twitter.
Okay.
Oluwatomi_ on Instagram.
So if you want some hacking on gaming, please, and some tech advice, Oluwatomi is your best call. Your plug-in. The plug. All right, what about you? I know. See, this is awkward. I know. So I'm putting you on the spot. Yeah, talk. Guys,
Instagram.
I need to play that Mario thing again.
On Instagram, I'm Sitel Black Raven. That's SITAEL Black Raven. On Twitter, I'm So Black Raven. That's just it. That's it. Those are the two places you can find me. Don't look for me anywhere else again. I don't have a Twitter account because I don't play much. Okay, I play much, but I don't play much for others to
see. Okay.
I'm a god in my lane.
Yes, shit.
We are all kings in our lane.
All right, thank you so much, guys. My name is Banji of Lagos, and you can follow me across all social media platforms at Banji of Lagos on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter. And yes, remember, if you just enjoyed what you just finished listening to, you can just subscribe and share with your friends. Leave your reviews on iTunes. Suki, you never told us your show. Yeah, by the way,
I'm so sorry.
Now, Suki,
I was going to brag.
Okay, Suki, just before I close up, so brag.
Let me brag.
All right.
I own the hottest show on Jammin. All the shows on Jammin are awesome.
It's great.
I run On Some Bullshit. That's my show. That's that show where we just come in and we just talk bullshit. About everything. We talk bullshit about bullshit. Other bullshit. There's a lot of bullshit in all my shows. It's really fun and informative. It's, like you said, share with your friends. So when you do that, Jammin has
we have plethora of great content that will meet your listening pleasure, with your request and curiosity. Yes, and Jammin.fm is where it's happening live. Thank you so much, guys, for coming on the show, and thank you for listening. Remember, subscribe, leave your comments on iTunes, and let us know what you think. Yes, till next time. It's been a wonderful time. It's a wrap, and bye-bye.
We are.
Thank you, guys.